start with the Sahara that I haven't said before. In Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So it says, a funny pasuk, after Avraham Avinu davens for Sdaim, he goes through a long tefillah for Sdaim. So it says, Vayelech Hashem, Kasher Kilo Ledaber L'Avram. Hashem left when Avram finished speaking. Avram shavlim kaimen. Avram returned to his place. And the problem is Avram didn't go anywhere. All this happened in Avram's tent. Remember Avram, you have to remember the context, this whole story. It starts that Hashem came to him. He's sitting in his Pesach Oil. And three people come. He invites them in. He keeps Hashem waiting. Then after they leave, he's back talking to Hashem. He never went anywhere. If you see the start of this parasha, it says they left. And then Hashem speaks to him. It doesn't seem that he went anywhere. So why is the parasha end Avram Shavlum Kaimeh? Avram returned to his place. He hasn't gone anywhere. That's the kasha. So Rashi Bavarns, that's what Rashi speaks about. Rashi Bavarns the Kasha. Rashi learns that it means Avram returned. Even what Rashi Bavarns doesn't answer the diyuk, the words. Rashi, what's the meaning of this whole pasuk? Hashem left and Avram left. What's the pasuk telling you? So Rashi learns the pasuk saying, once Avram's not begging, then the next pasuk. Hashem now can destroy Sidon. Calls man Avram's begging, Hashem's not going to destroy Sidon. Avram stops davening, Hashem can destroy Sidon. Even with Rashi, stop davening. At the beginning of the parasha also, in Pasuk of Gimel, at the start of Avram davening, it's Vayigash Avram, he approached. When he approached, Avram started davening, it's Fal Avram. Why does it start Avram approach, and it ends Avram with Shavlum Kaimai? I think Pashat Pshat in the Torah, this is something that is incumbent on every Yid to visualize, to understand that davening is a mitzius, that it's very real that we're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That davening is a real, real mitzius to speaking to Hashem. To Avram Avinu, when he finished davening, he was shavlum kaimai. He left, Pashat was in a new place, he was standing in the same spot. And when he finished davening, he was shavlum kaimai. In Avram, he was transported, it was a mitzius, it was real, and it is real. It's a mitzvah that while he was davening, he was lifnei Hashem. He went to a certain spot. Pashat left this world, and he went lifnei Hashem. After davening, it was shavlum kaimai. Oh, I'm back here. Shalom aleichem, I'm back. I came back. This has to be every year to hagosha to davening. While we're davening, we're being transported to a new place. You're leaving the Beis Medrash. You're leaving your friends. In turn, it's called the spashkas hagashmas. But it means very simply, you're leaving your friends, you say goodbye to people around you. Before you dive in the mentor, say goodbye, we'll see you. I'm going on a little trip now. I'm going somewhere. I'm coming back later, I'm going on a very far trip. You're partially going with Lefnei Hashem. That's Vayigash. That's how Avram approached Davin was Vayigash. He approached.
Yeah, but the pasuk before says that Avram then opened Lefnei Hashem. The pasuk before. So Avram, you see that after the Malachim left, so Avram then opened Lefnei Hashem.
Which pasuk are you going with?
Pasuk before Vayigash Avram.
Correct.
So you see that.
And then he approached the Eskiv HaKash. Again, it makes the Kash stronger. So why do you say Vayigash? Hashem's still here. The Teretz, when Avram came to make a request from Hashem, he's still again with Hashem. Why is he? He makes the Kash stronger. And the answer is when he was coming to be his follow, to Avram, it was Vayigash. He's approaching. He's going somewhere. He's going on a trip. He's traveling to the Rishon. That's Avram's. That's Pashu the Torah is telling you what to do is. Avram of you traveled with Hashem. He took a little trip and he went with Hashem. Vayigash, he approached. And when he left, he came back. He said, oh, I'm back. He had gone somewhere. I always feel there's an Eitzah for Tefillah for all of us that we could do. There's an Eitzah. If you're in smelling this Eitzah, it's a very simple Eitzah, a practical Eitzah towards this, towards ingraining in ourselves the reality of Tefillah, that we're going with Hashem. Rav Shiva told me this morning that Rav Bacher said, I don't daven, I have issues with God. So he said, issues with God, you don't daven. If you have issues with someone, I can't, so talk to God. Tell him. Tell him about the issues yet. But we don't, we don't enough realize the reality of davening, that we're talking to the Melech Malchei HaMalchim. And a shtickle eitzah towards this is mamash what the pasuk says, Vayigash Hashem Neshav Mun Kaimai. We have a minig in Klal Yisrael. The minig Yisrael is you take 3 steps forward when you start Shema Esrei. Vayigash. And Shav Mun Kaimai is the 3 steps back. The same mamash like this psukim. Vayigash and Shav Mun Kaimai. It's a tremendous siyuah you can visualize when you take the 3 steps forward. Visualize you're coming in front of a great, great king. It's brought in Svarim that you can't visualize Hashem, either you visualize a great fire, or you visualize a big throne. But visualize you're walking forward, take them with trepidation. Instead of, take those steps and have a visual, in your mind, have a visual picture of coming Vayigash, you're going somewhere. Think in your mind, say goodbye, bye everybody, come around, bye. Say I'm going somewhere, and I'm on a trip. And walk, you're on a trip. And you're on the scary, scary entering the Melech Malchei HaMalchim's throne room. And you picture that walking forward. And you're entering the throne room. You're going somewhere. You're going for an encounter with the Melech Malchei HaMalchim. And when you leave, you have to visualize I'm walking out of the room. And visualize you're walking backwards, like with tremendous humility. You just spoke to Hashem. Now you're walking away. Slowly, you don't run away from Hashem. Slowly you're walking away. And you visualize that picture. That's the Vayigash and the Avraham Shavuot Kaimi, the reality of Tefillah. In the Parsha, this often strikes me, an amazing thing in this week's Parsha, is that Avraham Avinu davens for study, and he begs and begs. All he can accomplish is that study can be saved if every city has 10 tzaddikim, or 9 in Hashem. We'll get to the specifics. I want to tell them a little about Pshat in a minute. I want to go through Shmak of Pshat in the Parsha, and I'm in a Machlokes Ramban Rashi. But Avraham Avinu davens to save Sodom for 10 tzaddikim, the 5 cities. Sodom is comprised of 5 cities. If each city has 10 tzaddikim, Sodom will be saved. That's what Avraham Avinu accomplishes. That's his accomplishment. Sodom is saved, every city has, all those 5 cities have 10 tzaddikim. And Avraham Avinu, he cannot get it down to a drip less. He doesn't even try. Hashem left and tell him stop trying any further. So Avraham Avinu cannot get it down less than that. Was he successful at the end in saving any cities? Nothing. Because there wasn't such tzaddikim there. So Avraham Avinu tried, basically was unsuccessful in saving Sodom. He was successful if there would be the number of tzaddikim, but the requisite was not met, he was not successful. Light, who's a namuch on a very low dargo, who deserves to be destroyed in Sodom, nor did the chesed of Avraham is saved. Light's mispalel to Hashem, when Light's being saved, he says to Malachim that I don't want to go to Avraham Avinu. Be'emes the Malachim said, go run to Avraham Avinu. And Light says a fascinating thing, I don't want to go to Avraham Avinu. He says because I might die there. Why would I die? Rashi brings Chazal, that he says there's 2. There's a Yerushalmi who says he might die because I'm the change in air. But Rashi brings the Medrash that I might die because of Avraham Avinu. In Sodom, I can be saved. I'm a shtickle tzaddik compared to the people of Sodom. You put me next to Avraham Avinu, Hashem's going to see me for the rush I am. I'm going to be killed. Funny logic, but that was Light's logic. So Light said, I don't want to go near Avraham Avinu. Alma Hashem, hinei no matzachei avdecho chein beinecha. Please be goydel chesed what you did to me. I don't want to run to Avraham Avinu. And Rashi's Mazbir, next to Avram, I look bad. Light compared to Avram looks bad, and I'll get judged unfavorably, and I'll be killed. So I don't want to run to Avram Avinu. So what does he say to do? He may know how you're as though he's Kweb Amanashama. One of the 5 cities of Sodom, please don't destroy it. I need a place to run. Because I'm afraid, because I'm an evil guy, he says to Hashem. And if I'm near Avram Avinu, you'll see me for how bad I am. So Hashem, please save me. There's a city very close that I can run. To show what it means close. Pashid, he was saying, according to Met, either it's a small city, it's not as bad. Shtigal Raya, big cities and small cities. The Netziv, many learn here, that he says it's a small city, it's not as bad. A big city has more chatan usually than a small city. Yeah, the added town is a smiling. Okay, good. Kitzad Varim, that's what many Shem learn.
Proportion?
That's not even in proportion, even for its people, it has less averus. Out of town, it's a different. Good. Good, who knows? He may hear as I describe the line, it's not for now. Hine not yet is Kroiva Lana Shama Bimitsar. It's a very small city, so it's less chatoim. Or he's saying it wasn't established as long ago. It hasn't had the chance to be as evil. It was established, this one city of Sodom was established a year after the four others. So there's not as many Averis there. It's not based on the Gemara. So let me run there and save the city. The name of the city is called Sayar, because only because he called it Mitzar. Either because it was small, it's called Sayar, or it's called Sayar because it was newly established. But either way, this city at Sayar, light Davin, save the city so I can run there. Why does he want to run there at Sayar? I need a city like Sodom to run to. Because if I run to Avraham Avinu, Hara, to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to look bad. So I need a little bit of a trade for city to run to. I need a little bit more of a modern city. Please save that. If you save only B'nai Brak, that's not a great place for a guy like me. I stand out a little. I'm a little more modern. Save a little more of a modern community. I need a modern community. That's what Lloyd says. It's Mamish Plus. Lloyd wants a more modern city in the world. He can't run to the front of the city. He doesn't really fit in so well. You know, maybe I'll work towards that, Lloyd said. Right now, I'm holding. I'll be the only guy with a small yarmulke in that shul. So do me a favor. Save a city. Save Tsayar. Has a little more of a Madana Shalom. So I'll fit in better. That's the Pasuk in the Torah, Rabbi say. So I'll fit in better to the modern crowd a little bit. So please save Tsayar. And miracles of miracles, Hashem listens and saves Tsayar. Mind-boggling. Avraham Avinu was misfollowed over all five cities. He can't accomplish that. I'm not saved. He's not successful. Hashem said, yeah, there would be enough tzaddikim. There are not enough tzaddikim. Light is misfollowed. And Avraham Avinu, what's Avraham Avinu's kavanah to be misfollowed? Kvod Shemayim is cool. He has no gains. L'shmo l'gamri. Kula l'shem Shemayim. Avraham Avinu can't get any city saved. Light, who's misfollowed, light in his darga namucha, is low, low darga, who's misfollowed with Sayar because he needs a modern community that maybe he can run to. He needs a place a little better for his type of crowd. Doesn't make him stand out so much. His rishis won't be so nicker. So light asks with Sayar. Sayar saved. I'll be honest, I didn't see anybody point this out. I'm sure somebody points this out. I didn't see anybody point this out. To me though, I don't know what fully to make of it is a lot. L'chor is a lot to be misbeinim. Over Shabbos is a lot to think about. When we read the parasha of the Shabbos, something all of us should hit all of us. But what to me it says is an Eretz HaTvila. The power of an Eretz HaTvila. An Eretz HaTvila. Light's an Eretz. So maybe Light's Tvila was even a little more powerful than Avram's because Light was under duress. Because Light needed a place to run. It was an Eretz. It was Kulei Eretz. He needs a place to run. He's worried for his life. He has a gun to his head, and he next to Avram, he looks like a shmata. So light, the power of an Eretz Tefillah, from a light, on a low darga, and the power of an Eretz Tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shem, was bigger reality of Tefillah. Could there be more reality of Tefillah than a light can do, accomplish in a case when it's out of necessity, out of need, he begs Hashem. Kamat b'zoya what his request was, b'zoya the request. And he asked, he sent the son, and it was a city that was evil, Rabbi say. Sayar should have been destroyed. And you even see that Light himself, by the way, ends up leaving Sayar. Mm-hmm. It only stays there a little bit because Light himself is afraid that it's going to be destroyed. So but you see the Kayach and Eretz HaTvilah. I asked Bakar, the Ha'ar is still Ha'ar, the Ha'ar is buying anybody. What I'm just buying for me is the Kayach and Eretz HaTvilah. A Bakar in Yeshiva, I don't remember it was Bakar, I couldn't remember which Bakar, asked me yesterday, beautiful Kasha. He asked me that how in the world did Light's daughters think there was nobody left in the world? They just lived in Sayar. They lived in Sayar with other people. Hashem saved Sayar. Then they moved from Sayar to the mountains. Finally, Light got scared of Sayar. It says, Light lived in Sayar. He went to Sayar. Then after Hashem destroys the other four cities and saves Sayar, it says, in Pasuk Lamed, Vaya Light Mitzayar, Light packs out. And he goes to the mountains. Kiyori l'sheves b'tzayar. He's afraid. Doesn't say why. He's afraid to live in Sayar. So Rashi says because it's close to Sayar. The Pashup shot, it's funny. I don't know exactly what Rashi means. It's close to Sayar. So what? Well, I guess there's a tragedy in Sayar. But he's worried that the Sayar is also going to be destroyed. It's an evil city. So he leaves Sayar. He goes to the mountains. And when he goes to the mountains, his daughters, the famous Maisa, his daughters think there's nobody left in the world. And they say, we have to keep the world going, we have to propagate the world. So they have relations with their father. L'shem Shemayim, in order to keep the world going. The plea of Bakr asked me is when he knew Tzayer was alive. He knew, they just lived in a city of Tzayer. It was a small city, albeit there were plenty of people flying around. Tzayer was saved. So how in the world do they think there's nobody left in the world?
He knew Avram was alive also, didn't he?
The children had no way of knowing Avram being alive. Light said Avram was alive. Light knew. Light knew. I'm right, Per, your Rebbe, mine and Chai's Rebbe asked that question that Light knew Avram's alive. I'm going to get to that in a minute. His daughters didn't have to know. His daughters, so Dubi said they got him drunk. I'm going to get to that in a minute, Chaya. But his daughters lived in Sayer. They lived there. They saw people. They saw the milkman. They saw the local grocer. They lived in Sayer.
Rebbe just said that Light thought that Sayer was destroyed all the time.
That's the tense. Yeah. But which Bacher asked me the question last night? Is he here? Sorry? Oh yeah, but it wasn't David who asked me. Not David who asked me on Tefillah. A Bacher asked me on Shema Yisrael Hashem Avad Hashem Achad. Yeah, I have to.
Oh,
right here. I don't remember who it was.
Yes,
I can't remember.
Yeah, but they always blame.
The answer is, I just want to say the answer, as is this pshat, this clear pshat, this morning I looked, I thought of this pshat, and I found the Nitziv says this pshat. The Nitziv, the Hemek Dover, always said black says a pshat. The reason why people know who's alive is because that father said, you know why we're leaving Sayer? In their minds, the whole world is destroyed. The four cities are destroyed, it's done. They think the daughter is the only city saved is the city their father prayed for, Sayer. Then the father says, guys, we're packing up. This city ain't lasting much longer. Light says to his daughters, it's not lasting. He sees that there's a lot of evil here also. He's afraid. So he moves to the mountains. So they figure, they haven't seen that Hashem destroys evil. To them it was Pasha, Tzayer was destroyed also. It was Pasha to them. So they moved on. They moved on to the next city. They moved on to the next city. And they because and so they moved on to the mountains. Now that recluse, they live alone. Remember, Light doesn't want to go to Avraham Avinu. He looks bad, he doesn't fit in over there. Not the same, maybe he's not as yeshiva, she doesn't fit in over there. So he moves to the mountains, he no longer lives any place. So now he no longer lives any place. So the daughters say, so now there's nobody left in the world. That's what happened.
Perry
has the kasha. Good. So they know now. What in the world is Light thinking? Why is Light knows that only Sedayim was destroyed. Light knows it was a tzchaik, he used to joke about it in the house. Light knew that only Sedayim was destroyed, that these five cities. Light was mispalel, Saint Tzayar. Light knew the Gzeira, the Malachim told him what's going on. There's a Gzeira against these cities. So do you think he could learn the lesson to teach his daughters? What it means, right, Marashiva point that what it means over here is that the Hashem sent a lesson and destroyed four cities, all the same. So do you think Light take the opportunity, a little chinuch habanim, you tell him, I want to explain to you these four cities destroyed, the rest of the world wasn't. So what's the line? So you say, because Light, because Spain's a terrible place. So happy, why are we living here? Light doesn't want to admit to his daughters anything. So Marashiva said that, l'char pshat, you see, Light let his daughters leave. The whole world was destroyed except Tzayer. It wasn't. The die melt. I didn't do anything wrong by living in Tzayim. Light did not tell his daughters that it was only these five cities destroyed. That's clear. His daughters thought the world was gone. So Light let his daughters believe the whole world was destroyed except Tzayer, which I davened for. Light led his daughters to believe L'chayr that even Avram Avinu was killed. They knew about the uncle Avram. So Light led his daughters to believe even Avram Avinu was killed. I don't even know. Vayisleis Marashiva said he never even taught them the lesson of this whole destruction to them. He never taught them the lesson because of the zionist to him. That's what Marashiva wanted to say. You see
so
here.
Was
I'm sorry?
So, the Chara, since Logan knew that the rest of the world wasn't destroyed, and knew Avram was alive, and he knew that Tsar was never destroyed, then he wasn't punished for this?
He was drunk. He was an Zionist.
That's considered
an honest? No, they did it when he was sleeping. I'm sorry?
What do you mean?
He didn't know this. I don't even call like Kimasu of Shia. He had no idea what they were going to do. He had no idea. I don't know if he knew after the first night what happened. He says, why do you know? He says he knew it the first night. So, I mean, why did he let the second? I don't know if it's a timer. He went to sleep. They fed him to drink. I don't know if it's a timer. I don't know. It could be it is a timer. The second night's a timer? It could be it is. I don't know. Is it it say something with the seven nights of Taina? I don't. It says the seven nights of Taina.
Yeah, it says in the bottom there.
That's seven nights. I never saw the seven nights of Taina. Could be the seven nights of Taina. The seven nights of Taina.
You really bring it down.
Seven Taina is the second night. Could be a Taina. Could be a. The kids. Yeah.
Why do they think that Hashem chose them to live over the world? Wouldn't they have a chesed like why me?
They're probably Knoshim's and Klaus. They thought, they're you see, they didn't manage to run. They decided to save the world. They did something that was very difficult to do. They did something very difficult to do. The Gemara calls it Averi Lashma. They're Lashem Shemku. It said Hashem saved us. It's our job to continue in the world. You see, they got scared. Rus comes out of it.
Ready.
One second. So, as follows. Rashi's Cheshbon, Avram's Tefillah. When Avram davens for Stein, Rashi makes the following Cheshbon. And Avram davens for Stein, Pshat. Now I want to share a little posh of Pshat over here. Avram Avinu's davening for Stein. And he says as follows. He says, maybe there are 50 tzaddikim in the ear. Let's read the posh of Pshat in the Chumash, and then let's get what Rashi says Pshat in the Chumash, and see why Rashi don't learn Pshutai. If the Ilum has a Pshat, why didn't Rashi learn Pshutai? Avraham Avinu says, maybe there are 50 tzaddikim in the ear. Are you going to kill the tzaddikim? You're not going to have pity for them? So Hashem says, if I find 50 tzaddikim, I'll save the city. Avraham responds, Vayan Avraham Vayomer. He says, one second, maybe in the city there'll be 5 less, and there'll only be 45. Are you going to destroy the city? Are you going to destroy it for 45? In Pasuk Chavches. Then he says, he speaks more. He speaks more. And he says, Ula yumotzin sham arbon. If you find 40, are you going to destroy the city? I won't do it. He says, don't be angry, I want to speak. If you find 30, you're going to destroy the city? No. Then he says, maybe you'll find 20. Are you going to destroy the city? No. Then he says, don't be upset, maybe you'll find 10. Are you going to destroy for 10? Avraham Avinu stops there. Pashat Pshat, when you're reading the Chumash, it's not a kemat way the Ramban learns. So Avraham Avinu is trying to save the city for 50 tzaddikim, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. Simple Pshat. Rashi comes that the following is a Pshat Matayr. Rashi says, Avraham Avinu, he said 50, men save all 5 cities if there are 10 in each city. When he says 45, he means also all 5 cities, and 9 need city. I need 10. Hashem, you be dominion. You be mitzaref dominion. Rashi learns, you need 10. You, Hashem, be mitzaref dominion. Rashi says, had Avraham Avinu know you need 10. That's a premise of Avraham Avinu in his tefillah. You need 10. Had Avraham Avinu know had that premise, because in the Teva, Noach was 8. In the Teva, there were 8. Plus, it's Tziv Hashem, there were 9. And the world was not right to be saved. So, Ibazai. Avraham Avinu says there's Noach and his 3 sons, plus all their wives, is 8. And he sees the world wasn't saved, but 10 like 8 tzaddikim. So 8 in Hashem, you see you need 9 in Hashem. So he asks for 50, means the 5 cities, 10 tzaddikim each. 45 means the 5, save all 5 cities for 9 tzaddikim each. Then 40, Avraham Avinu goes back. Rashi's father is Kasha. But Rashi, when he says 40, he means save 4 of the cities for 10 each. Okay! One city you can't save, I got it. But could you save 4 cities if there's 10 in those 4 cities? Then he says 30, can you save 3 cities for 10? Now first of all, Rashi's bothered by it. I'm Rashi's pshat. What happened to 9? If he's now trying for 4 cities, he should have said 4 times 9, 36, 27, 9, 18. Why not Avraham Avinu go back to 10? I'm sorry? Hashem said yes. To 45, Hashem said yes. Hashem said, I'll count in the minion. It's good. So now go instead of after 45. Now he's trying to save 4 cities. You need 9 in each city. So you need 36.
If there's 9 in each city, we go before there was 9 in each city.
In the 5 cities altogether. In 5 cities, there's not a sum total. In the 5 cities, there's not a sum total of 45.
Right.
But in the 4 cities, maybe we can get 36 in the 4 cities.
The whole point is that
he didn't know that.
There's a Pashut mathematical measurement.
I know, but he didn't know. He knew that Lot was going to daven and that Hashem was going to listen to Lot's tefillah.
Not at all.
So then, how could you count down to 40, to 4 cities?
That's what Avraham Avinu is saying. For forget saving five cities, I couldn't get by. Because I can't find 45 people in the five cities. But I try in the four cities to find 40. Now the problem with the Rashi, in the four cities, all you should need is 36. Because Hashem counts in every city. Kids are done, Rabbi said, my question to Elohim is, Rashi learned this way, and you have to see how Rashi figures out Pshat, why did he go to 9 and 1? I'll get to how Rashi answered, if Elohim could explain to me the Rashi, I don't fully understand it. We'll see them as a Pshat. We'll get to that question in 1 minute. But Rashi learned that's what he was doing. And when he said 10 at the end, he was trying to save one city. Again, he should have said 9. But the last, when he said the number 10, was to save one city. Now, a few kashas. The next obvious kashan Rashi, so we have one kashan Rashi, is L'chari Avram backtracks. The next kashan Rashi is Avram, is what in the world is the chat? Hashem already said, I'll say 5 cities, if there's 10 in every city. Really, he said 9. But I'll say 10 in every city. Hashem said yes. So Avram, Hashem, could you save one city for 10? Everybody knows the ratio. If Hashem said, yes, Avram, I'll save 5 cities for 50, doesn't that mean you'll save one city with 10?
Yeah.
Doesn't that follow? That also Shver Rashi's Pshat. If he'll save 5 cities for 50, Hashem said, yes, already, Avram. So then certainly he'll save one city, 10. It's the same. So what's Avram? Avram Minu had no reason. Why is Avram Minu asking more? Now, Ban asks all these caches on Rashi. Avram backtracks. The Kitzur Advar is, I'm asking you, how did Rashi know to learn this Pshat? Rashi always learns the simplest pshat in the psukim. He's explaining simple pshat in the psukim. Rashi's not coming to say midrash and medrash learns like Rashi. But Rashi only says a medrash if it's mevur and pshat. The pasuk says Avram's davening for the city. It says 50, 40. Pashu pshat, any, a first grader learns chumash, doesn't learn this whole mathematical equation, 5 cities, okay, you say 4 cities. Pashu, he says, if they're 50 tzaddikim near, if they're 45, 30. How did Rashi know not to learn kipshutai? How did Rashi know to learn this whole cheshbon that he said, okay, forget one city, say 4 for 4. How did Rashi know to learn this, Rabbi Sadi? Yes, Dr. You know what I'm asking? I want to know what pushed Rashi to learn such a funny chat. Avraham was davening for this big city that granted has 5 little cities in it. And he's davening. He said there 50 people there, say 8, 40. Rashi Pshat is asking for more and more. Rashi has more, he's asking really for more and more. Chaim, why didn't Rashi learn the Pshuta? He said, please save it for 50. Hashem, okay, thank you. He said, yeah, it's 45. Let me try again. 30, 20, 10. How did Rashi know not to learn Kipshutai?
Could it be because of Sarah was saved? Now, why was Sarah saved over the
Sarah is saved later on because Light Dabbins. Not do that from the students. No. It's Klein of Sukkim. Light begs and saves
Rashi. Maybe
you don't find that Rashi would have no reason. Rashi needs a Hechrach in the Sukkim. There's no reason to assume that way. Light Dabbins, but that's Sarah saved. Where did Rashi see in the Pesukim? Where did Rashi see in the Pesukim to learn the way he learned? That a pshat? That what? Where did Rashi hear from? Yes.
Otherwise, we just look at the minimum. By the way,
why did he start from 50? I mean, what's Avram stam? What's Avram bargaining with Hashem? Let him start for 10. A nice pshat. Why did Avram just start with 50? 50, Hashem is 45. Let him start at a low number. Hashem says no, maybe move up even. If I can't start with 7, start with 3. Hashem says no. He said 4, no. That's a better way of bargaining. If Hashem, you don't start with, if I can't, anybody knows if you're a bargainer, Rabbi said, if you're a good bargainer, let's try a good bargainer. Think the mind of a good bargainer. This everybody knows. Avram Avinu has managed to destroy the laws of bargaining. This is like this is really not the way to bargain. This is the ultimate, this is not the way to bargain. There's still one kasha bosni, but this is not the way to bargain. What? If Avram says 50. Oh, you tell a guy wants to sell a radio. A guy wants to sell a house. So think about anybody who bought, I bought a house, Yaakov Metz bought a house. You say, I have a great plan until you come to the guy. You say, can I buy your house for $1 million, 1 point? You go to a house in Columbia, say, I'll buy it for $7 million. Guy jumps to joy. Yeah, sure, no problem. This is great. Then you tell him, will you sell it for less? The guy in his mind, he's great. He's 7 million. I go down. Of course, that's not the way you bargain. You don't start 7 million. You tell the guy a very low number. I'll teach you. If you ever want to buy a house, that's what you had to do. You tell the guy a very low number. You say, I want to buy your house for $10. And he said, are you crazy? I wanted to charge $500,000. He's saying 10. I better go a little lower. You know, I'm not exactly the ballpark.
So Avram
is the backwards.
He wants to know, if you would start from ten, he's asking the Rebbeinu Shem for Metzius. Are there ten?
He doesn't say for Metzius. He has a Shem.
No, because Hashem are.
No, I'll tell you why I believe, but he didn't ask for Metzius. Because Avraham Avinu Lanias died, he's hoping that they do tshuva. Remember, they're going to be Pashas, I guess, either be Asra or Stan, maybe some of the tshuva. He's not asking for the Metzius. Even right now, if they're not, maybe right before Hashem sends it, though, somebody will do tshuva. If you don't see him, so he's asking for the Metzius. He's asking, will you say for this? He wants that Hashem will say
it. No, I wouldn't destroy them if there would be 50. Right. So you see that there aren't 50. So he said, okay, but maybe there are 45.
No, but if Avraham Avinu wants to try to save for less, his hope is to get for the least tzaddikim. So start, maybe Hashem will save for three.
Doesn't count any tzaddikim.
Maybe he'll save for three tzaddikim.
He wants to save the city.
He wants to save the city. So save for four. Okay, you don't have to do three, maybe four. We're good. Everybody bargains that way. What? No, Hashem didn't say there aren't three. He didn't say there aren't three. Will you save it for three tzaddikim? Hashem says, I will not save it, that there's three. It's not a question, are there or aren't there? Maybe people do tshuva. Hashem's, why did Avraham Avinu try save it for three? Notice, by the way, Hashem listens to Avraham Avinu's tefillah is not a waste. Hashem listens to Avraham. If they would have done tshuva, they would have been saved. It's not a question, are there or aren't there? If 10 people do tshuva, they'll be saved. Avraham Avinu should say, save for three. That's a good bargainer. Hashem would say, I will not save for three. Too little. Avraham Avinu, three tzaddikim, one go. Then he would have said four. Then he would have said, okay, you won't do... That's a good bargainer. You won't say three tzaddikim, four.
He doesn't know what he has come for.
That's how you find out. That's a good bargainer. No, but that's not a good bargainer. And Rabbi said, why does Hashem... By the way, if you wonder, why go against Hashem? Every good bargainer, if I was a good bargainer, I wanted Hashem to listen, I would say three. You'd say, no, at least four? No. Five? Could it be five? Now, if you wonder, why is it done with Derech HaTeva? This Hashem, this truth here. Why does Avraham Avinu... This is a very important point, I would say. This Stam is worth the whole shot of it to get this point. Why Stams have to be done in the right way, you see? Because when you talk to Hashem, Hashem for you wants you to do it in the real way because it's a reality. It's for you. About it, Hashem, he says it's true, but Hashem wants in tefillah when you come to him as if you're talking to Melech Basavadam, Kaviyachol, because it has to be real, tefillah has to be real to you. So Avram speaks to Hashem mamish like he would speak Hagam that Hashem knows Hashem has a certain amount, but he knows also that it's his chus, and Hashem wants him to talk to him like Hashem wants to talk to him, because reality, in the real way you would talk. In the reality, Avram would talk to anybody, would bargain with anybody. This is Pasha bargaining. Leila was fighting with me, I hear. So Dovi learned, by the way, if you don't want to learn like Rashi, others argue on Rashi. So Dovi said, if you learn, your talk was bargaining like Rabban, Kipshuta. So why did he start Kipti? So Dovi said he was trying to get a yes. List Martha, Shlishi, Machmir, we're having a fight. Rashi learned Shaloi Kipshuta. Rashi learns when he asks 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. So Rashi is a whole shtickle Torah. Avraham Avinu davened 55 cities, saved every city for 10. 45 is every city for 9. 30, three cities, forget that's the other cities, say three cities at least 10 each. Mm-hmm. She seems to digress in Abanias and Rashi. Goes back to 10, Hashem already said, I'll say it for 9. And then 20 means two cities, 10 each. 10 means one city for 10. So first of all, Avraham Avinu seems to digress, and he goes back to 10. It's Rashi alone seems to ask himself. Second of all, according to Rashi, Hashem already said, yes, five cities for 50. So of course we'll do one city for 10. Hashem already agreed to that. So many questions on Rashi. So I asked them, how did Rashi know to learn this chapter? Poshit, any first grader when it's Chumash, Hashem said 50, 45, 40. Avraham Avinu asked, that means he's davening for time. If it's 50, 40. How did Rashi know? He's making a whole ratio. Forget one city. Where did Rashi see that in the Pesachim? So I told Doylem, who is Mechavan? Who just said this? Josh Erich? Who said, Josh Erich and I wanted a Taina. That the Pshat is, that any bargainer, you go to, this Rashi's bother, this is the most modern way of bargaining. You don't go to a house owner, as he holds, he would do this. You don't go to a house, I mean, a safer house in Colombia. You tell the guy, would you sell me for $7 million? I said, yeah, sure. No problem. Maybe, no, but maybe we do for $6 million. You don't start at the high. That's not the way to bargain. You bargain by saying, would you sell me for $100,000? The guy says, no way. Say $110,000. I'm running a bargain wrong. If he's going 50-40, he bargained wrong. But I said the mussar of this is, there's a big mussar here, somewhat it's a real way of bargaining, because it has to be reality. Avram Tvira is a reality. The same Hashem wants, and that's Tvira, to talk to him and to handle him in a real way, in the way you would handle, because it has to be real, reality to you. So Avram would handle in the way, the normal way to bargain. So Rashi says it can't be. Nobody starts, will you do it with 50? Says, yeah, maybe less. Don't, that's not the way to bargain. It's not the way to talk.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, that's something you would handle. You need a minute.
Also, that's Savannah's point. That's what's the pshat. So Rashi's bargain is not the way to bargain. So to answer this kasha, Rashi learns Avraham Avinu was not bargaining, was taka not bargaining less than less. He taka wasn't going 50, 45, 30, 20. Fakert. Avraham Avinu was asking. Avraham Avinu was asking the other. Avraham Avinu taka was going 10. He was very consistent. He was going 10. The only thing that's still bothering this pshat is why you keep going on. So Hashem already said yes.
Why did he say 36?
Hashem said yes. Yes, that Rashi alone asked himself. Why did he say 36? Yes, Yaakov.
Every time he said 30, 20,
Rashi himself doesn't say, I don't understand it's Rashi. I'll be honest, I don't know Pashat Shana Rashi. I want to ask them about Pashat and Rashi. I want to know Pashat. I would have learned that Rashi, that's what Rambam meant. When he then went on and said 10, he really counted Hashem in. Hashem already said, I'll be counted in. So 10 means 9 plus Hashem. 20 means 18 plus Hashem for each city. When he said 30 means Hashem, 27 plus Hashem for the other three cities. That's what I would have learned. Rashi himself, I don't know what Rashi means. I questioned it out of Rashi. Admit my sins. I'm a rat's public. Let me read the Rashi. I just want to read the Rashi. I want to ask them 1 second. I want to hear what you're saying. I just want to read the Rashi to them just to get shot over here. Let me read a Rashi to them. I don't know exactly what Rashi means. The question is not clear to me. Look at Pat in Lamed Beis. Rashi says, "Ula yimatzin shama sara." You'll save one city for 10. Al pachas lebikish. He didn't ask for less because he learned from the Dara Amavo. There was Noach was had there were 8 there. Noach and his 3 sons with their wives, and they weren't saved. Now Rashi al tes al yitzir kfar bikish loy matza. I have no idea what Rashi is saying. He didn't ask for 9 because he didn't find it because Hashem said it didn't exist. I don't know what Rashi is talking about. So if it doesn't exist, what's 10 going to help? I don't know. I don't know how to read this Rashi.
Yeah, the
Rashi
I think that's a proof that it's
mitzvah
to not see it. He wasn't bargaining.
So the Sizei Chaim is a doyik in Rashi. This Rashi, I don't know. What's Pashup Shad in the Rashi? Rashi says he already asked for 9 and he wasn't answered. He asked for 45, 9 and 5 cities. Now he's saying, okay, they're no 45, I can't save all 5 cities. Can I save one city for 9? So what Rashi, he didn't ask for that, so there wasn't, so was he asked for 10 for it?
That's right.
What do the words of Rashi mean? Baltesa de tzirut par bikesh v'loy matzah. Pashup shad in the Rashi, I have no shad in the Rashi. I saw this, the Chum is obviously by the same Rashi, he says a big daichet. I want us to be matzik Rashi, that Rashi means like Yaakov. Baltesa par bikesh v'loy matzah, Rashi means, and that's what he means to ask. The Sizakam doesn't say that, but it come out the same way that he said. A little different, Nuskis, a little different. But the Rashi, to me, this Rashi is Tamua. On the parasha this week, this was the hardest Rashi in the parasha. Rashi is, and for Tess, Kvarbikish Vloy Matzah. You already tried that.
Huh?
Is he asking for 10? I don't know how to read the Rashi. Very mantic Rashi. I don't know. Simple Pshat and Rashi. I cannot read this Rashi.
Why do you mean that he wouldn't
I'm sorry?
Maybe Hashem will say, I won't say
Hashem said, yes, I'm 45. 9 for the 5, he said, yes. So Rashi said, oh, you already tried, and they didn't have it. They didn't have 45, 9 for each.
In all the cities.
So that's what he's trying to do. They didn't have 9, and they didn't have 45. And now he's trying to save one city for 9. And if they didn't have it, Elamai, you tell me, when he asked for 45, and Hashem said no. Rabbi said, when he asked for 45, say 5 cities, 9 each. Hashem says no. Hashem didn't say no. Hashem says yes, but didn't find. First of all, you don't even see it didn't find. Because that Rashi says it didn't find. It didn't find. Good. So Hashem says yes, but the taka wasn't there. So Avraham Avinu, what was he going further for? So Avraham Avinu said, good. In the 5 cities, not 45. Maybe in 1 city, there's 9. If you say no, that doesn't work. Hashem's saying When Avraham Avinu, let's try this. When Avraham Avinu has 50 people, five cities, and Hashem says yes, but they weren't there. So why did he ask one city for 10? He thought that good, they weren't in the five cities, not 50, but in one city maybe there's 10. So I don't know what Rashi means. This Rashi is Tamuot. Somebody has a pshat, it's a pashat from Rashi and Chumash. And that shouldn't be embarrassing, no pshat. It looks like they're not even Michamti. And there weren't.
In all the cities, there weren't nine in all the cities, but maybe Matzah.
There weren't nine, what do you mean?
There weren't 45. No, there wasn't 999. Kvarbikish Latir. They didn't find that. So now he's going back Lazara.
Let's go back to 10, go back to 9.
No, because now he's going back. There's no 9 in all 5. There's no 9 in the 5 cities. So now I'll try the 4 city approach. If I can't get 5, Karbigishla 9.
Oh, but he never goes on to that. So good, he tries now in the 1 city approach 10.
No,
so try the 1 city approach 9. Why doesn't he ever try the 1 city approach 9? Yeah.
Maybe, because that's the meaning.
What?
Before you used that,
so Yaakov has to be right. I don't like when something doesn't go smoothly with the Rashi. Rashi was a great writer, one of the best writers who ever lived, the best writer. Rashi's perfect.
That's why
you want to
hear it. It just makes so much sense. There are 9 in each city, so that's already big numbers, 9 and 5 cities. But once you boil down to the last city, you're not going to, it's like a mud nazak to ask Hashem, can be counted in for this also. By this time, you're ready to
hear what you're saying. Shaya. No, that's not Rashi says. Rashi didn't say Karbigish Vloy Matzah. The answer is, he held for one city, you can't ask so low, which is a good Svarah, Shaya, very good Svarah. Lula Rashi, I would have learned like you, but Rashi says a different approach. Rashi says, why did he ask the 9? He already tried that.
But see, I still don't see where the bargain is here.
I don't want to get back to that first. Rabbi Isai, kids are learning like this. So this Rashi, if somebody over Shabbos answers me, when I get a kitchen table, it's yours. I'll build one. Kitzur Advarim, if somebody has a pshat in this Rashat, Yaakov's writing pshat in the Rashi. Somebody has a good pshat in Rashi, what Rashi's saying.
Could be.
Ashrecha. Please, you'll be mezak all of us. You'll tell him, you'll get up your rabbi, you should clap in the Beis Medrash. You're thinking of during davening at the point you're allowed to speak, and share the title. Get your advarim like this. The Stam and Rashi, the Pshat, once I'm going to say five cities with 50 tzaddikim, so why does he have to say one city for 10? That's the ratio. Hashem said yes. You don't ask, why does he have to re-ask for that? So that's Stam Pashim Shad. This is a lot of times he's saying in Chazal, that it says two tzaddikim will chase a certain number, and 10 tzaddikim will chase more than 5 times that number. Redoif Michem says Echad will chase Elef, and 2 will chase 10,000. 2 will chase Revavais. You see, one tzaddik, when you have 2 tzaddikim together, they could do more than the whole, more than the sum of its parts. Even though one tzaddik can only chase 1,000 of the enemies, 2 tzaddikim, they bond together, they could chase 10,000. Goes up much more, it should only go up to 2,000. Goes up much more, it could chase 1,000. No, they could chase together 10,000. Tzaddikim, the more tzaddikim you put together, the more can accomplish. This is part, you see here the same, the lesson of Chazal, that if you have 50 tzaddikim in this city, the 50 tzaddikim could save the 5 cities. 10 tzaddikim cannot proportionally necessarily save one city. That's what you would see. The only problem with that is, Rabbi Say, I hate to harp on that. Again, then my bargaining shot is under attack. Because then Avraham Avinu bargained in the wrong way again. Because then if he's asking for more and more and more, then you have bite to the kasha, he's bargaining in the wrong way. So pshat, it's very stuck here. The b'chari the pshat HaRashi knew it, like Josh said, because Avraham bargained wrong. So obviously he wasn't asking for more and more and more. See this, he is asking for more and more, so he should have started lower. Okay. Good cash. He should have started one time to see more. Then it's not a taina. Right, Yaakov's right.
What?
He's right. He's always the outcash, but he's right. He said the air it's not shver anymore because he wanted to save more. It's only shver to bargain wrong, to bargain backwards. Here he's trying to buy less, say, okay, I won't buy your whole house anymore. He's trying to do something different. See, Taka, to save 5 cities, that was his lowest bargain, was not 45. He never went lower on that. Then he said, okay, let me try now bargaining to 4 cities, a different bargain. So there, once he's borrowing a different bargain, before, you attack him to re-yes, benign. You need to re-yes, not necessarily understood, but again, he's borrowing for a different thing now. So it works out very well. Okay. There are a lot of people, you have in the dorms tonight, they've all scratching their head. What? Doesn't fuck it. There's a lot to be explaining there. Avraham Avinu says to Malachim, he says, Yukach no ma'ayim, he tells them, I'll get back to that in a minute, that's the main thing I want to speak about, we'll do that in a minute. But Avraham Avinu says, Etkopas lechem v'sadu lipchem, you'll fill yourselves up, achar tavayru, and then you get out of my house. He says, you'll eat, sadu lipchem, and then you'll get out. Is that a very nice thing to say, I guess? You'll come eat by me, and then you'll get out. Then you'll leave. You don't say it so harshly. Achar tavayru. That's what he says to them. You'll eat, and then. What do I want me to say to them? Chabad Chaim learns from here in Avas Chesed a lesson in Achnas Sarchem. But Yungaman told me that he does that. Maybe it's hard to speak to a certain person. When he speaks, he feels he's kept too long. Then I could keep the shia going too long. He said he's held too long. So somebody, you call a guy, you come to my house for a glass, a buck is leaving, your kipper, a buck will come to say goodbye. I say, come in, Kerosh, I'm not going near your house, you keep me forever. No, you do not have to start him. You do the guy. Please come to my house. So he says them, Achar Tavayru, I won't hold you up. And the Chabad Chaim says, Nachas Sarchem, that a person should be careful that the guests feel they can leave easily, not to hold them up. That's an important thing, Nachas Sarchem, Achar Tavayru, that's very free, if I care. Don't have the person feel trapped. If he wants to leave, he can go. So from you said, you'll eat, Achar Tavayru, said, you can go. So that's what he's saying, there's no shiva. You have to make sure, it's best, yeah, that's the host's job, to make sure they feel no shiva to stay. That's the job of the host.
And
to feel no shiva to stay.
Also not push on them so that people feel like, oh my God, they want me out.
Yeah, Avraham wasn't kicking anyway. Avraham was giving drushes
right,
and Hashem.
No,
nobody was going to feel Avraham. Yeah, Shai is right. Don't kick out. Don't kick him out either.
The small last night, like a bench on top. Don't bench, then I hold them captive. You want to go? You can go.
Right. Somebody said, bench first. For the schmoozing, he said, guy knows he can just leave, you stand up. Yeah. By Avraham Avinu, Chazal bring here, just a few more haaretz, which I promise. I want to get to the main thing I want to speak about. A few more haaretz is Stan, the Indian of being Mechaviv. Avraham Avinu is 90 years, Avraham Avinu is a Zaken, Baba Yom is an old person, it's Sadiq Hadar. And the Malachim say, where is Sarah? And he says, he neighbor oil. And Chazal say, Rashi brings the Chazal, they were trying to be Mechavev Sarah on his wife, on the husband. And Avraham Avinu should appreciate his wife. And the importance of being Mechavev, this Nekuda, the Cheshivas, that they're being Mechavev the Isha on the Bala. Avraham Avinu is 99 years old. This Indian that it's important that Avraham Avinu values Sarah. This Indian that it's a value, that Avraham values Sarah. And the Malachim, one of the things they do is they say, Ayei Sarah Shtecha, and he named the oil. And Avraham Avinu Ephes, he feels a Shivas, a Shalom Bayis. It's boiling in that, he named the oil. Stop, and you see what Indian is Mechabe. What's the Indian that gets Avraham Avinu to feel a Chiva to his wife? He named the oil, she's a Tznua. Chaznish writes in a letter. I once saw a letter from the Chazanish. He writes that somebody asks him, a man is tired of shteig and shteig and shteig and shteig and shteig. What's that area for a lady that she can grow in so she doesn't have a chiyuv tam tayr? She could learn, but she doesn't have a chiyuv tam tayr. What's her area? And he said, what tayr is to a man, sneas is to a lady. That's the area she can shteig and shteig. And you see here that the Indian that gets that causes Avram to have a chiva for Sarah is hearing, hinei ba'oil, hearing, tak, my wife said tznua, hinei ba'oil. He has that need of tznius. Now, yes, Sarah, shtech of a yom in neighbor oil. theme in the parasha. I believe there's a theme in this parasha that I think is very important to speak about. Avraham Avinu, we all know, is the Amud HaChesed. Avraham Avinu represents Chesed. That's how Avraham Avinu represents. He's the Amud HaChesed. In this parasha, there's a theme about Chesed, I think, jumps out at you. It's, if I had to say, maybe the Iker theme of the parasha. Avraham Avinu is doing Achlas Sarsh with Malachim, and he says, Yukach no ma'at mayim v'rachtu adleichem. Which Rashi brings to Chazal, he said, wash your feet before you come to my house, get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Wash your feet off. They used to worship Avak, and he says, wash your feet off. He thought they were Arvim that bowed down to Avak, Raglayim, and he was makbid, Avodah Zarah shouldn't come into his house. And Rashi brings that Loit, who did the same chesed to the Malachim, Loit was a Talmud of Avraham Avinu chesed. Loit learned chesed, but not like his tata, Avraham Avinu. Loit, when he did chesed, said come in, and he didn't make them wash his feet before. With all his chesed to Avraham Avinu, had gvulim. Chesed, but with gvulim, with boundaries. With chachma. Not just uncontrolled chesed. Chesed with chachma. That's Avraham Avinu. They come into my house, please. First, please. No, nobody deserves my house. Wash your feet. Just on the chshash. There's a chshash. Wash your feet before you come into my house. Chesed, 100%. Tremendous chesed with controls, with rules. The rules guiding Avraham Avinu's chesed. And the Talmud Loit didn't understand these rules. By Loit, it's come in my house. He didn't make them wash the feet. Chesed, not so nice. You tell guy, before you get in, please wash up. It's not so nice. So Loit is first coming to my house. The Akedah, Avraham Avinu, before the Akedah, actually in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, in Laman, in Perek Laman, it actually says the hardest Nisayan was the ninth. The ninth Nisayan was Avraham Avinu had to send away Yishmael. It's the only Nisayan about which it says in the Torah that it was very hard for Avraham Avinu. The Torah itself actually says that Avraham Avinu didn't want to do it. And Hashem has to say, listen to Sarah, your wife. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayira dover ma'oi v'ene Avraham, aloi des benoi. It was very painful for Avraham. He loved Yishmael. He was being mechanech Yishmael. And Sarah says, get him out of the house. He's a bad influence on Yitzchak. He's a bad influence. Get him out of the house. It was difficult on Avraham Avinu. Vayira dover ma'oi v'ene Avraham. This is counted in the Pirkei Avos as one of the ten Nisayonos. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it calls it the hardest Nisayon. And as the Torah says, Vayira dover ma'oi v'ene Avraham. What's the Nisayon of this? Avraham Avinu, Vada Nisayon, he sends away his son, but it's deeper. Avraham Avinu stands for Chesed. Avraham Avinu's whole essence, Avraham Avinu's Avodas Hashem, is built on Chesed. And the Shayim could be, this is the soul lehepak of Chesed, send away your son. The one you should do, Mibisarcha al-Tasalim, the one you're Mechoyiv, a person is Mechoyiv in Chesed, the Iker is Mechoyiv in Chesed, the Iker is to the ones closest to him. The ones, it's Vahapag Reacha Kamaycha, Reb Chaim Vital says, that the Iker Nidin in Shemaim of Rafiach Kamoichas Rei Mahubim is your wife. So Chaim Vital says, the biggest Nidin of Chesed is to your Mishpacha. This is a an important thing, that the Iker Nidin of Chesed is to Mishpacha, is to the ones close to us. We think Chesed means to strangers, to foreigners, to... The Iker Nidin of Chesed is the one close to our parents, to our siblings, to our wife. That's the Iker Din of Chesed. The Iker of Chesed. The real built Chesed person is nice to his wife. Bachram don't know this yet. Bachram feel before that, of course, that's Pashan, I'm going to be nice. Bachram don't know that's the Ikra Nisayin, and that's the Ikra Avodas Hashem. All your chesed now is kinematic preparation. It's a preparation for the chesed that one day Be'ezer Hashem you bestow on your wife ceaselessly, without any cheshbonus, just ceaselessly bestow chesed. It's a preparation now. Prepare hard. Be'ezer Hashem, they aren't a sionis. The rewards are much greater. The avod that's built is much greater. But the chesed is a preparation for the chesed of those close to him. And Avraham Avinu, the ultimate Baal chesed, Avada was Nishmar Mizeh. And he bestowed tremendous chesed on those around him, which is the sign of Lech Lecha. We spoke out already. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha is don't do chesed to those near you. You have to leave your land. And here's your own son, Yishmael. Your own son, send him out of the house. And it was a tremendous... I'm sorry? It's a good question. I don't know. I'll be honest, we'll see that Akedah is also challenged in the Chesed. I'm not coming to be Mazbir, I don't know. That I was stop pointing out the period of the lesson says that. I think that's the Lashon. Unless you tie it up to mean only of what was till now. And if Shuta in the Siyonis, it should be a hard one. logic, because it's not a hard one, it's not a nesayim. It's not hard in the next. You already showed you had that kayak. So it's a good question. But the kids read varim is that the nesayim of Yishmael is, again, does your chesed have gulim? Is your chesed just chesed on a cheshbin, or you're still cheshbinin? I'm going to explain it at a deeper level in 1 second. I want to explain it at a deeper level. That cave is the same thing. Many asked, what was the nesayim of Akeda? Hashem came, the Dvar Avraham is the kasha. Any tzaddik, Hashem comes and says explicitly to tzaddik, Shech your son, many tzaddikim will do it. It's hard, it would be crying. Many tzaddikim, God would come to you and say, Shech your son, many tzaddikim will do it. It would be the hardest thing in the world. God said, do it. They cry. Would they do it the same as Zvi's Savra? No. Many tzaddikim, many tzaddikim will do it. To be clear, the Moshe finds the Gamlu's children of Nifterim. The Noid of Yehuda, Hashem said to Noid of Yehuda, Noid of Yehuda, go right now and kill your son. It's no doubt, am I? No, you can do it, do it. There's no doubt. Elam, are you saying without that kayak of Avram, he wouldn't have done it? No, the Noid of Yehuda would do it. To me, it's Pashat, the Noid of Yehuda would do it. God said to him. It's a strong gasha. I'm not going to say anybody, I'm not going to say any tzaddik would do it. They'd say, it's impossible. I'm an oinus, impossible. The Noid of Yehuda would do it. What's that, an oinus, impossible? God said to him. He would have said, vice versa, I have the power. I could be such an master. After he'd gone to sugar, maybe he couldn't have stayed a mensch. I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. But the Noid of Yehuda, I gotta believe, could have done it. No, Marklin? L'chayr. L'chayr the Noid of Yehuda would do it. The Shagas. L'chayr would have done it. The Ritva wouldn't have done it. Abaya, Rava. So the Dvar Avraham's parents are very geschmack, at the side. The Dvar Avraham says that only Moshe Rabbeinu got us Paklaria Meira. When Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu, this is an important aside, it was Avram Avinu was the hearing what Hashem wanted. It wasn't explicit. When Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu had to decipher the Nebuah. He had to perceive what Hashem was saying. So the godless was that with every Negius in the world say, Avram Avinu, oh, you're telling me I should smack my son. It was Avram Avinu, up this, the Nebuah came from his essence. Avram Avinu was headed the hair, this is what Hashem's saying. So Avram Avinu daherd Hashem, Hashem saying, Shech my son. He had so much negiyos, he should have heard it differently, the Dvar Avraham says. The Kavnarav's mazda that the godless was that Avram put himself aside so strong, his own ruts and aside, that only through that was he able to daher Hashem saying, Shech your son. If there was any negiyos, if there was any self-interest, any atzmi, any zich, he would have said, oh, Hashem is saying, patch your soul when he does something bad. Hashem is saying, he would have heard it differently.
He's giving up a lot more than I'm saying, kids, I think we do it. But Hashem is giving up
all It's true. The challenge is, I agree. He was told, it was a steer in what Hashem told him. I agree. To me, if the Noid of Yehuda was told by Hashem, he would listen. I could be wrong. I could be underestimating what it means, a stira, the confusion.
There's so much more for Avraham.
He's losing, I agree. See, I'll tell you what kasha I don't like, that I've seen, that the Achroinim is, but I don't understand. The Achroinim is that by the Zara of the time was the Shech, your son. So the Achroinim is that what was the godless of the Akedah? Every guy was doing this. This was by the Zara of the times, they shechted the first son. That kasha I don't like, because their first son was a little baby. You never got to know. You knew in your mind before you kill him. Yitzhak was 37, was with Tzadik Adar, had a langa bird, was the new Kolatar Kula backwards and forwards, was the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't but then their little son, you never got to know. You psych yourself up before. So that I don't like the whole Tzushtel. And they weren't told the future's coming out of this son. They knew he'd be a barbarian, just like the father. So what was the big deal to give him up? Here's Yitzhak was a tzaddik, who's a ring for Chamayim, who was told Yitzhak Karl Chazara. Good. But kids, this kasha to me, Hashem said explicitly to do. So the Dvar Avraham says that Avraham daherd it. And Avada, to us, this is a crucial point. People, when they try to view their life's mission, they always sell, many times we have an atiyah to sell, Hashem doesn't expect that much of me. We have to put aside our negis, and maybe Hashem wants more than I think. Maybe He wants big stuff out of me. It's easy to say, well, Hashem would. Avram could have said this, Hashem wouldn't expect that far. Avada, to be go b'maisi avaseinu, we have to always assume maybe Hashem wants a little more out of me. To push ourselves, not to cap out, Hashem out of me expects lesser stuff. We have to put aside our negis to try to say, maybe Hashem wants more things out of me. The kitzvah advarim, though, one Nekuda, this test, was Avram was preaching and stood for Chesed. Avram was teaching the world about Chesed and was noyig b'Chesed. The issue is that this is the ultimate antithesis to Chesed. Shecht your son. Again, the Chesed is the ultimate Chesed to the Mishpacha, the family. And here Hashem says to him, Shecht your son. It's the antithesis of Chesed. It's the antithesis, and it's to see again, is there gvul, is there controls, is there a rein on the Chesed? One of the nekudas of having controls on Chesed. What's the nekuda of having controls on the Chesed? It's called the Baal Mashava call it. It's called Gvura. Avram was Chesed. Yisod Gvura. The perfect balance is Emes. It's the balance, the Chesed. A mice happened in Eretz Yisrael, which disturbed me a lot. And I was thinking what the Yisod is, and this is what I feel the Yisod is. In Eretz Yisrael years ago, a group of people who their whole lives dedicated to protecting forests, very special, very nice thing they were Isakin. They protected Kfaris, a very special thing. They stood up the Kfaris Ames, covered Ames. So they protected Kfaris, and they made sure that nobody could, these Kfaris, nobody would destroy the Kfaris. They went around, they protested, they would sleep by the Kfaris, the government was going to dig up a kever. They were Mois and Nefesh, tremendous mysterious Nefesh to protect Kfaris. Shadavar Gadol, special Yidden. Manish, special Yidden at the time, they were special. They were special Yidden, protecting Kfarim, Hilu Kfarim, Kibri Abiseinu, and they protected them with a lot of Mesir's Nefesh, real Mesir's Nefesh. There's a Maisi, the government wanted to build a highway, and Abul Yashiv passed on how it could be done. And these Yidden were upset at Abul Yashiv's Psaq. They were very upset at Abul Yashiv's Psaq. They felt it wasn't the right way. They actually had a rub, there was a Gadol who disagreed with Abul Yashiv. Voila. But these Yidden became buffoons. What'd they do? They went and they threw stones at Yashiv. They had to come to the mirror at 12 at night, and they called a group of Bachim out of the Beis Medrash to go to the mirror, is near where Yashiv lives, to protect the Yashiv. He can come out of his house. So 100 Bachim came to the mirror at 12 at night, and they went there and they chased away these Vilda Yidden who were throwing stones, Rahman al-Salam, at the Godmother, the Paisik Adar. So Revolver got up in the mirror that week, and Revolver measures every word he says. And he said about these Yidden that Ein lehem chelak ba'olam haba in lo yasu tshuva. He said it b'fnei am ba'ega. Ein lehem chelak la'olam haba in lo yasu tshuva. This is not somebody shooting out out of anger and revolt, but every word measured. He said these Jews will not go to olam haba if they don't do tshuva. So that's what Revolver said. It bothered me a lot. How could Yidden get oisit the whole life for him? In a mitzvah, I rhymed upon the mitzvah. How could it be they could do such a vicious? And you're icing covered on mace. Here's covered of a chai, of a loy, the God Ladar. Come, you throw rocks at the God Ladar. Covered a chai. We can assign. How could it be? It troubled me to know when. How could it be? What is it? They weren't, they're mice and nefesh. They weren't stam icing for them. Mysterious nefesh. So how could it be? It's important to know for us, how can somebody, you're doing right, and you can, somebody paskin, not like you thought. It's okay, so machlag is paskin, you could write a tshuva to Eliashiv, you could have the gadol send tshuvas back and forth. It's a very important machlagis. We can design to do a mice to lose your hold on haba. And I think the pshat is, that our mole can be so arayatan in a mitzvah, and we get, each one, somebody's type is a mitzvah, he forgets the mitzvah. He's Isaac in the mitzvah and he forgets the mitzvah. His life becomes so kvarim. Why Isaac kvarim? At some point it's forgotten, Hashem said. Because it's rotzen Hashem. It's not just this is my thing. It's because there's a mitzvah. When you forget the mitzvah, so Pashat just became about kvarim. There's a mitzvah who commands many things. If you remember the mitzvah on a dime, there could be something that contradicts Lagamra, you Kfarim, and Rabbi Yashua say, destroy the Kfarim, Chas V'Shalom. And if Hashem would come down and say, destroy the Kever, you'd say, Kfarim, Rabbi Yashua. What were you doing, Kfarim? Because the Rabbi Yashua said, but you forgot about the Rabbi Yashua. It was just Kfarim. A Geder says, if Hashem says, now destroy that Kever, so you don't say, Kfarim, you were only doing the Kfarim, so the Rabbi Yashua said, did he get lost in the Dover and forget about the mitzvah? Forget this mitzvah? And Avraham Avinu's chesed, his banner was chesed. Chesed. So Hashem sent him the Sionis. Let us see, let us show to the world. Is Avram just now, he's chesed, or he's doing chesed, v'alachta medrachav, because the Rebbeinu Shlom said to do chesed. Because there's a reason, there's a mitzvah here. So I'll send him something to Ebbach, shep your son. Avram said chesed, turn the body from chesed. No, v'yashkim Avram b'boiker. The Rebbeinu Shlom, all my chesed is not for you. You tell me now, not v'yashkim b'boiker, I'll shech my son. All my chesed's for you. It's not unrestrained chesed without cheshbonus. Chesed. There's a cheshbon to my chesed. There's a cheshbon. It's for you, Hashem. Send away Yishmael, I'll send him away. Vayirim, it's so hard. Hashem came down and said, listen to your wife, Sarah. Send him away. All my chesed is all for you. I don't lose track of the mitzvah. It's brought in Svarim that chesed, unrestrained chesed, is nus. Unrestrained chesed, the Torah says, it's based on a pasuk of the Torah, it says about Eish Asish ki chesed hu. The Torah says ki chesed hu. Chesed without Kedarim, chesed, without any mitzvah, without a commander, without somebody that rules to this chesed. There's now, rachzu raglechem, wash your feet before you come to my house. You're right on this chesed, Avram says. But I have rules to my chesed. You're Rebbeinu Shlom. It's not just chesed. My heritage is running the way with chesed. There's a das here controlling the chesed. There's rules here. The Rebbeinu Shlom said yes, this no. You can't come in right now. Wash your feet first. As Americans, we pride ourselves a lot. America b'teva is a medina shel chesed. It's true. And Archas v'Shalom, it's a great thing. Baruch, we have to thank Hashem that we're in a medina shel chesed. That's no chesed with people. Tremendous chesed in America. It's an ummah that's knowing more chesed than any gayishu ummah in the history of mankind. That's clear. So, medina shel chesed, they help the poor, they help the elderly, all different benefits and all different, they help us tremendously. So, medina shel chesed. And we have to thank Hashem, Hashem put us here. Thank Hashem for arranging us that we can rebuild ourselves, Klal Yisrael, to rebuild ourselves in an environment of chesed. Baruch Hashem. But when chesed without controls, chesed without controls is nus. As Americans, we pride ourselves, we're very nice people. Very nice, and it's good. We should use the middle of time. Americans are nice, soft people, very soft. Live and let live soft, it's very good. Okay. You're nice, but you see a person, very nice. Always, you can tell an American, Israeli, American sees a guy in the street, Shalom Aleichem, and you hold his hand, give a big shake. So, it's a different country. The Medina, the Etzem HaMedina is a Medina Shal Chesed. Very warm, embracing. That's the Medina we live in. We pride ourselves, Chesed. It's true. But the Chesed has to have controls. The Chesed, because there's a mitzvah. It's not stammer idealism. If somebody's talking Lashna around you, a nice guy, it's not so nice. Chesed. That's Chesed without controls. That's Chesed without a mitzvah. That's Chesed, there's no tzivoy on the Chesed. There's no mitzvah on that chesed. Over there, it's incumbent on us with all our chesed, but it's chesed because the Rebbeinu Shalom said, "V'alach the medrach of do chesed." Over there, it calls to say in a nice way, to say, "Excuse me, it's lashon hara." But that contradicts everything about me. I'm a guy. I live and let live. I'm nice to others. He's going to think I'm a snob. Imagine I have to say it stronger. To say, "Excuse me, turn off that radio." I said 10 times, and if you have to break his radio in half because he doesn't turn off the goyish music that's polluting your ears. Chesed. If he has a tape, he has a goyish tape that he listens to over, and you beg him not that you're polluting my ears. You're polluting my ears. You have to call a rav, and the rav says you have a right, Luyia, to break the tape in half. You take his Metallica and snap it in half because he plays it, and he keeps playing it and it's polluting your ears. Call a rav. The stomach's mutter. Call a rav and get a psa. If it's mutter, I'm not paskin. Call a rav. If it's mutter, but chesed. First, by the way, of course, he tries. He said, please throw it away. Help the guy. Try and try and try. If it's not working, so then you can't have your ears polluted. What happened to chesed? There's a mitzvah. There's a Rebbeinu Shlom. My chesed has gedorim. It's not chesed with a keros. Yishmael, some of the Talmidim of Avram saw the chesed. Yishmael saw the chesed of Avram Avinu. And he too wanted to be noig chesed. In Pirkei Avot, it says Yishmael was an ish chesed. In Pirkei Avot, it relates to Maisa. That Avram Avinu, after Avram kicked out Yishmael, Avram used to go visit Yishmael. It's in Pirkei Avot. Avram loved his son. He went, and it says, Sarah made a rule with Avram Avinu. It's a fascinating medrash. You're not allowed to get off your chamar when you visit Yishmael. It's interesting that Sarah was worried Avram shouldn't have too much of a shaykhus. And Avram went to visit Yishmael, and Yishmael was married to a girl, and Avram Avinu was, Yishmael was out with Hagar doing business. And this girl didn't feed Avram Avinu, she didn't do Achnas Sarkin. When Yishmael got back, he divorced his wife. And the next wife is Noig Achnas Sarkin, and it's Avram Yeh, with Brachas, he divorced his wife, she wasn't Noig Chesed. His Chesed, Ara Yoyim Azeh, Arabs, Ara Yoyim Azeh, if you're a guest by the guy, if you go into the guy as his guest, that special Achnas Sarkin, Ara Yoyim Azeh. Chesed is like a Talmud of Avram Avinu. But they didn't learn Chesed with controls. What does the Gemara Kedushin say? 9/10 of all Znus are given to Arabs. That's Chesed without controls. Light, he learned Chesed also Machnas Sarkin. He says, Malachim, come in, you don't have to wash your feet. He didn't learn one thing. They saw the outward chesed of Avram. They didn't understand. They didn't understand what in the heart of Avram is all because it's a mitzvah. It's what controls the rules. It's not unguided chesed, uncontrolled. Chesed, like it's just an Indian to be nice by itself. There's a misnomer in the world. They feel there's an Indian itself. They read a Mishnah Avos. The Mishnah Avos says, who does Hashem like? Somebody who's Oyev Alaviyah, somebody who people likes, Hashem likes. And it's definitely a special Indian, people to like you. It's very important. Very, very, by side, it's very important people to like you. Very, very important thing. You should be nice to people, Ni'imus to people. No question. We have to be Noyev Ni'imus. Mishnah Avos said, nothing to talk about. So Hashem like, good. So my goal, like, people like you. No, not to stir the boat, to be a type of guy. If they're 120 or something, such a... Mark was such a nice man. The Leiv Tov, they wanted Etel Vaya, I should hear. He had such a nice heart. Oh, the Leiv Tov. Another time? I make such a. Goodbye. He had a Leiv Tov. He had such a nice heart. They don't Rebbe Yoyin. Rebbe Yoyin says on the spot that the Indian of being nice is Oybazai, since you represent Torah, so people say, look, Mano, how nice it is to be a servant of Hashem. Not in Inyib if they ask why you're being nice. It's the verdict that people say, ah, if he's Oyev El Abrius and he represents in a Torah-like way. So it's not Stam Chesed without any Chesed, Chesed's Nus, that's also Chesed. If the Pshat is deep, the Pshat is that the person is Noyeg Chesed because of the Mitzvah. He's Noyeg Chesed with Kedorim, with rules. He stands up in the banner of the Rabbeinu Shalom. For Hashem, that's a chesed that Hashem desires. A chesed that's with das, with thought, with controls, with rules. This yes, this no. Not just a chesed, unken cheshbonis. My goal is to be nice, you're not to rock the boat. You're not about chesed if somebody in your dorm talks lashon hara and you're quiet. You're not about chesed. Your chesed is hefker. It's vilbe chesed. It's a chesed shel yishmol. A chesed shel emes, a truthful chesed. A chesed of controls. That is perfect. A chesed of being a Talmud of Avraham Avinu is a chesed with controls. Is a chesed that there's a mitzvah, there's a commander. I want to be a tremendous chesed. Avraham Avinu, tremendous, tremendous chesed. Chesed, immense, immense chesed. And we should talk, I always feel in this parasha, I'm always misubik, Rabbi said. Every year I speak about chesed of controls in this parasha because I feel it's the message of the parasha. Cannot to me the Iker message of the parasha, chesed with controls. This combination. So every year I'm a sukkah. And this year last night I was very misukkah. Because I'm always worried. The first thing a bacher should learn, to many of us, the first thing to learn is just to be noy chesed. All of us, not many of us. All of us, the first thing. So I'm always worried. So I want to repeat. If we walk out and go, okay, so I have to be a kanoi. So you walk out of this parasha, I have to be a kanoi. You have to walk out of this parasha to be noy chesed. And to be moved and pushed every time we read this parasha, to be like Avraham Avinu, to be noyig chesed b'shefa, tremendous chesed, to be noyig immense, immense chesed. That's if to walk out of this parasha. Not to walk out of this parasha, you have to be more tough guy. To be noyig chesed, to walk out and move to be noyig chesed. But all I'm saying is what type of chesed? A chesed that's done with a cheshbon. A chesed that's done with a cheshbon. Avraham Avinu, the ultimate Baal Chesed, Avraham Mekarvis Anoshim, Saras Anoshim. You want to be Chesed, so you're schmoozing with a girl, you still want to be nice to her. It's not nice, I want to be a little friendly. That's not Chesed. That's Chesed without controls. That's Yishmol. That's Nus. That's Chesed without controls. Chesed with a Cheshbin. Many times, Chesed, Amol Chesed. Someone will be at home. His parents will need something, his wife will need something, his kids will need something. And he thinks about his friends, the chesed beer. It's also chesed without a cheshbon. If you want to know where to start, chesed with the cheshbon, is your family comes first, then it's going to be b'sar chal b'salim. Beis Hashem, when you're married, if you find your chesed is too much elsewhere, not to your wife, and your chesed is without controls, then your chesed is not controlled enough. The chesed, koidim kol, should be to your wife. Tremendous chesed. That's chesed. That's chesed, klara chesed. That's cheshbon chesed. Klara chesed to my wife. It's not with cheshbon is what I got. Like any chesed. Not with chesed, what you do for me. Avraham Avinu didn't ask what Malachim did. Chesed doesn't claim it. She does a lot for you, but that's not like yeah. Chesed means without any chesed. Chesed means you just give, not because the person gave. That's not called chesed. That's called emes. That Rav Fishman said over by Rechev Azayna. Rechev Azayna hid the spies when Yeshua sent out spies to check on Yericho. So Rechev hid the spies. So she says in the Pesukim there, Yeshua, she says, when you capture Yericho, I want you to do with me chesed ve'emes. So Rav Fishman said over from the Goyim, he said over at Shal Shudis, first year of the Yeshiva, he said over from the Goyim, that what's chesed, what's emes? Emes is paying back. She said, save me. She said to him, save me and my family. She said, do to me chesed ve'emes. What is that chesed ve'emes? And the Goyim has a lot of place in Chumash. It's a good yisayit to know. Emes is, I saved you guys, you have to save me back. That's not chesed. I did it to you, of course you do it back to me, that's emes. Returning what I do for you is not chesed, that's emes. Do chesed to emes to save me and my family. I saved you, you should save me. Save my family, that's chesed. Agam, you could ask, if you did me chesed, I could do you back chesed, which would mean extra, which would make every chesed emes. Good question.
That's
I'm a philosopher. But the bar de chesed emes, the bar de chesed emes is you did to me, that's not emes to save you back. That's not chesed, that's emes. Chesed is save my family also. So chesed is unkin cheshbon, without cheshbon what they did for me. Not cheshbon, just in general. That cheshbon what they did for me, that's chesed. And make sure your chesed is sorted out. If you find your son, that your chesed is only, if you find your chesed is to the cool guy, you're bachman the yeshiva, and you find the chesed you're doing is to the wuthit guy, is to the more wuthit chevra, your chesed is not controlled enough. Your chesed also has to be to somebody who's not as popular. That's chesed with controls. That's chesed, thought out chesed. It's thought out chesed. All these are mashalim of chesed that's done because it's a mitzvah. Chesed done with thought. Not to chesed. If you find you've always been doing chesed, it's only a whipped guy, more popular guys. It's chesed a little with that, and you're not controlling your chesed enough. You want to control your chesed, make sure you do chesed to a person who's not labdach who gives you covered. What were you saying, Frank?
I'll call the word of the friend.
Why does it say, you ever heard this kasha, Daniel? It says the world stands on three bases, on Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. Does it say that? Torah, Avodah, what? Milas Chasadim, white plural. So we spoke about that Chesed inherently means a Shefa, a tremendous amount. It doesn't say the world stands for Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. Inherently, it's Gemilas Chasadim. It's Ravchustik. Avraham Avinu, what's Chesed? Where's the example of Chesed in Torah? Avraham Avinu, bring Azaz Suda for them. I want to end with a different topic. Avraham Avinu says to the Malachim, come to my house, and he says very little what he'll do. He said, you'll eat a little bread, and you'll fill up, and then you'll leave. Very little bread. Then he gives him a zah feast. So first of all, Chazal say, tzadikim oimim ma'at v'oisin harbi. Tzadikim say a little, and they do a lot. The opposite of an Ephraim. An Ephraim says a lot. Says, take, stay Ephraim. We're learning Kedusha now. Stay Ephraim, take it for free. And then he charges him a high grab. Charges him a large amount. Tzadikim say a little and do a lot. And Rishon say a lot and do a little. So I want to speak about that in 1 minute. Before that, I want to share though, when I believe Pshat, why Avraham Avinu did that. Now, I'm not arguing with Chazal, just another way of viewing it, why Avraham Avinu did it. I am part of the Torah. Why did Avraham Avinu say, come in for a little, and he gives him a lot? I just think that in Achnasas Arkham, it's a good answer. If Avraham Avinu would tell them, come, you'll come to my house, I'll serve you a five-course meal, I'll serve you steaks and this, that's what he did, I'll serve tongues and steaks, and I'll, whatever you want, So they're going to feel bad coming in.
You're going to work so hard.
They're not going to come in. Pasha, I'm wrong with the smart. Come in, I'll give you a drink of water. It's not going to be hard for me. Yeah, I have bread. I'll give you some bread. Echo pas lechem. Then he's lushi, I see ugois, he makes cakes and zachim. If he tells them a tchila, pshat, if he tells them a tchila what he's going to do, here, don't worry, I'm going to go to a bakar, I'm going to shech the bakar, and I'm going to do this and that and the next thing. He tells them everything to do. They say, no way, we don't want you to go do that for us. So that could be pshat. Why he says, come in, I'm going to do a little. So that might be a pshat. But Chazal learned from me that it's the derech of tzaddikim, they say a little and they do a lot. It's the derech of tzaddikim. Some people think, I used to think this, that when it says tzaddikim do a little, say a little and do a lot, is the pshat. I said off Mechayv Salvavis, did I find it at the end? I had trouble finding it last year. It says tzaddikim do a little, say a little and do a lot. So pasha, you think it's two different issues. Tzaddikim, there are two parts to this guy. First of all, tzaddikim do a lot. You don't do, you're not a tzaddik. Tzaddikim are doers. They're people that doers, Eitan. Tzaddikim are doers. They're doers. Another thing about a tzaddik is they're not big talkers. Two different things. Abraham Berkeley is not a big talker. It's not a good thing to be a big talker. Stop talking a big ball game. 1 minute. Stop. Not a good thing. We can all understand why it's not a good thing. Don't go around telling the world what you're going to do. They say a little. And another thing is they do a lot. A Russia, an Ephraim, he says a lot. He does that bad thing. And a separate thing, he happens to do a little. As if it's two different things. So tzaddikim aymir ma'at v'aysim harbi, we learn, is unrelated. It's two different things. They happen to say a little. That's one thing about a tzaddik. They talk very little. We can all relate to that. We can all understand that. Tzaddikim are quite. It's good zach. Don't talk so much. It's good zach. And another thing about tzaddikim is they do a lot. Unrelated. That's not pshat. The pshat is, you know why tzaddikim do a lot? Because they say a little. And you know why the Russia does not? Because he talks a lot. And I think the pshat is like this. The tzaddik, the Russia, says, the Russia comes, oh, yeah, I want to change, I want to do, I want to be, oh, I'm going to shtag, and he's talking all what he's going to do. And from now on, I'm getting up chakras, and he cries, telling you all the things he wants to do. The rush is yaitzer ready. In his mind, he's yaitzer. Ah, he walks away, patting himself on the back. He said all his major plans. Oh, I'm going to change, I'm going to do a zah chesed, and this chesed. He's always talking what he's going to do. And his mind, in that guy's mind, you asked him, he thinks he did already. Just from talking a good ball game, he pats himself on the shoulder. Ah! You see, look at me. Buddy, you never did anything. He doesn't even know. He gets so lost in his dinyanus that all his talking, he's yaitzer with his talking. In his mind, he feels he did already because he's saying so much. So because he says so much, he doesn't do anything. The tzaddik says, I don't want to start talking what I'm going to do. I'm going to feel yaitzer and I'm going to walk away. You heard that. You heard what I'm saying, all my plans. He doesn't say anything. Because he doesn't say, he knows, I didn't, he says to himself, buddy, you didn't do anything yet. He says, Kalish, whatever his name is, you didn't do anything yet. Erlich, you didn't do anything yet. Rose, you didn't do, that's what he says to himself, you didn't do anything yet. You didn't do anything yet. Don't start talking, I'm gonna, just do it. You're not yaitzeh with what you said, you didn't do anything. So the tzaddik's oimer ma'at oibazoi is oisin harbe. He knows, till I did, I wasn't mekayim in it. Talking to the golem, I wasn't mekayim. And I know if I start talking, I'm going to feel I was yaitz already. That's the tzaddikim oimer ma'at oisin harbe. Because the oimer ma'at, because they don't potter up with simple words. They don't potter up by speaking about all they can do. So I wasn't potter yet. I didn't do anything yet. I didn't accomplish. Saying what I'm going to do is nothing. So don't say it. So they don't feel accomplished till they do, till I get it done. I don't like, it's not the exact same thing, but it's enough ne'inyan. Amalam nichshonis, we tell, sometimes we'll tell a guy, you should know I was thinking about calling you. Tell a guy, you should know, like you didn't see him out, you should know many I thought about calling you. You didn't call. You weren't right to what you're thinking, what you were planning, what you were talking. Don't bother up. Don't be a person who lives it. You tell you, know, I really thought about calling you. Well, that helped. I can't pick up the phone when you're thinking about calling me. I don't. You're not yikes what you're thinking. You're not yikes what you thought to do. You're not yikes what you planned to do, what you said you're going to do. It doesn't help the person. You know, I really thought you were sick. You should know, I was thinking the whole week about visiting you. You didn't come once. You didn't come. I thought about it a lot. your thought, you're not yotzei with your plans, with your thoughts, with your avadit, your mishtadel, something else. If you put in the effort, that's nothing. Machshava toiv mitzarev l'maisa. I'm not talking about a machshava where you mitzarev in your oinus. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking that we tend to patter ourselves up with our plans and our thoughts. That's a bad nature. That's oimrim harbi v'oisimat. We have to learn, did you go or not? Did you go or not? I didn't come to you. What a bum I am. I didn't come to you. Don't talk about it. Don't darshan by how you'll go. Your friend is sick. Get in the car and go. Do. Be a doer. People plan and track. Should I? Could I? Because I'm speaking to myself. I'm trying to fire myself up with so nichshalness. My friend this summer was sick. I would tell you that all the times I failed in it, but I'll be embarrassed. So I'll tell you the 1 out of 100 that I succeeded, but I'm not going to tell you the 90, but the 99 failures has to lead us that we have to start pushing all ourselves to succeed this, to be doers, to be people of action, not who clutter and track, just do. Get in there and do it. My friend this summer had a very major surgery in the hospital. Major surgery. And all day I was in my mind. All day I said, he has surgery, I'm going. All day I was going. And all day my mom, I decided to go. I was like, maybe I'm being dumb. Who said I'll get in? All day, the entire was Pasha telling me, it's not so Pasha to go. Chance of getting up very slim. I called the hospital. Finally, I said, okay, so call C. I called the hospital. They said, you can't come. And he was still, that night, he was still in the, I kind of called the ICU. He was still in the operating room. They said, you can't get in. Absolutely not. I begged them. I said, very close. But I begged every which way, begging, you can't come. You can't come, you can't get in. So it's two and a half hours away, it was on Long Island. You have no chance of getting in, you can't, don't bother coming. I said, I cried, I begged, I pushed, but I had my wife, my son's a lady calls, it gets a little softer to a lady. Garnish, you can't help anything, you can't get in. So now I have another reason not to go, they said you can't get in. And I realized that all excuses belong to 2.5 hours drive. You give excuses, just get in the car and go. Just get in the car and go, you're clearing, even the calling was just as excuse. You go, you'll get in. You're gonna go, you're gonna visit him, that's it. You're clearing, the whole way, it's hard to tell them, the whole way, it's like the first part you have to go, turn back, it'll tell you, you should be learning now. The summer, it's quiet. After 12, my son's, let's go, let's see, Yakov. Come, Yakov, you're coming, Yakov. We're gonna go, Yakov, come in. Is mommy here? I went after 12. Wait. Sorry, I might say. Can't have a spoon of that. Acha tavayru, and then you'll leave. Okay, so we'll end right now. The kitzur is we have to be people who just learn to do. Just get in the car. I got in. I told them I got there. They said you can't come in. What are you doing here? You can't come in. And I said, and I told the guard there, I said I'm a rabbi, and the family needs me now. And he called up and he said there's a rabbi here. Somebody said the family needs. And he escorted me up. Said, you know, the whole escort, my trumpets playing. The kids is our so we have to learn from people who do us. Who just do, don't make kashbainis, who don't make, and just do, and do what we're here to do. And yeah, I want to end on this doing. I'm doing. I'm Ramavim, how Ramavim, the truth. I said, I'll end here.